You are listening to the Daily Future of Work Leadership Briefing powered by Turbine Labs. Self-storage market booms with unprecedented housing demand, July 6, 2021. Let's get into today's top stories. The economies of U.S. tourist destinations such as Las Vegas are bouncing back, but the rise of the Delta variant in Nevada and at least four other states has public health officials pleading with the public to get vaccinated. Israel is reporting a rise in infections, even among those protected with the Pfizer vaccine, as the highly transmissible variant spreads across the country. New Mexico will begin offering cash payments to people who return to the workforce this summer in an effort to shore up the labor shortage sweeping the country. In Connecticut, residents claiming unemployment must now report their work searches to the state's labor department or face a denial of benefits. Up to 1,500 businesses were affected by a colossal ransomware attack that appears to be affiliated with a major Russian-speaking ransomware syndicate. Cybercriminals targeted a software supplier called Cassia, paralyzing company networks as conversations continue about cybersecurity in remote work. The divide between Wall Street companies that will allow remote work and those requiring employees to return to the office continues to grow, underscoring debates about company culture and its importance in the modern workplace. Credit Suisse announced a maximum flexibility, remote work model, a move that some say will offer the company a recruiting edge. The self-storage market is booming, thanks to more people who are moving, those who chose to free up space in their homes for remote work, and those who are using it as a transition tool as they navigate an unprecedented housing market that continues to drive up home prices. Content facts. Turbine Labs has tracked 16,074 media articles and blogs and 19,107 social media posts over the last 24 hours. The next Turbine Labs leadership briefing will be delivered on Wednesday, July 7, at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Questions or feedback? Don't hesitate to reach out to us directly.
Hi, I'm Annalisa, and I curated today's new work leadership briefing powered by Turbine Labs. At Turbine Labs, our AI software reads and identifies significant media at 54,000 times the speed of a human reader so that you can take advantage of the most relevant and impactful information without media fatigue or misinformation. If you enjoyed this daily briefing, I invite you to like, subscribe, and share on social media. To obtain this briefing every day in your email inbox, subscribe by visiting turbinelabs.com and clicking subscribe on our free briefings tab. Thank you for listening.